The Warriors' return home from their recent six-game road trip brings the Portland Trail Blazers to Oracle Arena on Monday night, and it's the first meeting of the season between the Warriors and Blazers, with the Warriors wrapping up 11 days on the road Friday night in Detroit, facing a Pistons team that had already beaten the Warriors this season at Oracle Arena, and the Warriors battling in the Motor City. Kevin Durant leading the way with 36 points, 10 boards, and 5 blocks. Draymond Green, 6 blocks and 13 assists as the Warriors outscoring the Pistons 31-17 and another strong third quarter. And defense certainly key as the Warriors a perfect 6-0 on the road trip, winning 102-98. Here's KD.
Usually, you know, we have over a three-game road trip. That last game, we're a little sluggish and ready to get home. You know, we've been on the road for so long and guys are ready to get home. And I like our focus level to start the game. You know, for 48 minutes, we were focused. We had a little slippage at the end, but, you know, it's an erratic game. Stuff like that can happen, and you got to give them credit for staying in it. But I think our focus level was the main thing throughout this whole trip, especially with so much that went on. And, you know, just proud of the effort that we all gave, from the coaches all the way down to the players.
Did you feel you guys refocused after the Steph injury these last two games and kind of from Chris?
I feel like we're always focused, but it's just a different style that we have to play. All right, fellas. Obviously, not having Steph, the way he shoots the three, the way he penetrates, the way he just creates for everybody, you know, not having that on the floor is a little different, and we definitely miss him. But we had to figure out ways to score a ball and find open man, and, you know, I think defensively is also where we step it up a notch. So we're always a focused group, but I think we're just trying to put our focus into different areas and different ways to play the game.
Hey, Kevin, your game specifically when Steph's been out, like, how do you break down what's different and then what's just what you normally do?
Me?
Yeah.
Nothing's different. Just more opportunity. I mean, Coach may call a couple more plays for me, but he always keeps me involved. But now, obviously, we don't have our leading scorer on the team. We don't have him out there. So, you know, we try to generate points a different way. So he might call a couple more sets for me. And, you know, but I think I'm rebounding now, and I'm able to. I had 10 rebounds tonight. So when I rebound, I can get it off the glass and push in transition, getting in the pick and roll. So, you know, got to just stay aware of that type of stuff and just know when my number's called, I got to come through.
Was that a scary point? Didn't talk to Steph on
the court? Not at all, no.
When you have moments where you're crossing over a guy like you did Tolliver in the second quarter, does it kind of feel like you're on a blacktop or something like that?
Well, as soon as I wake up, I mean, I feel like this whole life is like a street ball game to me. So, you know, I try to look at it as such, and you know, so when I'm out there, I just try to get creative and try to just think back to how I first started playing the game, and, you know, plays like that definitely bring me back to my childhood. So I just try to approach it that way with a street ball mentality, and it helps me up.
How about the shot blocking of this team? You guys have 15 tonight. You're by far leading the league in shot blocking. What kind of weapon has that become?
That's huge for us. You know, when guys get to the rim, I think it's about being smart and knowing when to, you know, contest a shot at the rim, and you know, when to take a charge or when to just have your hands up and do a verticality. So I think guys know exactly when, you know, these guards or big men are putting the ball up in our faces in order for us to put our hands on some basketballs and block some shots. And I think once we do that, that just gives us more energy and also unlocks our fast break. So, you know, we got long athletic guys here, and we want to continue to, you know, be a force in that end and on the defensive end, and continue to keep playing hard and covering for each other.
Have you ever been a part of a 6-0 road trip?
I don't even remember. I don't know. Feels good to win six in a row, so it's cool.
Those six wins, I mean, what do you take away just in terms of how you guys played, big picture, and how that applies moving forward?
Well, the Laker game was bad. We just didn't have any energy. So we end up winning that game. We can't play that way if we want to be a championship team. But we went to Orlando, Miami. You know, those two games were who we are, you know, moving the ball, playing defense, you know, just swarming the opposing team on the defensive end. You know, New Orleans, you know what happened there. Charlotte, we played well tonight, you know. So, you know, we want to put together a string of good games. I think after that Laker game is when we really start to play Warrior basketball, and you know, we want to keep it up.
And here's what we heard from Coach Kerr afterward.
Great finish to just an amazing trip. 6-0, last two games without Steph, obviously, and tonight against a team that has given us some problems, that beat us a couple weeks ago in Oakland. So thrilled with the effort, and now we get to go home, and we're all very happy about that.
Steve, about the Pistons, far away.
I think they already are. They're competing every single night. I know they're in a bad stretch right now, but that's a tough team, really good team.
15 blocks tonight for you guys. Just the rim protection, how key was that?
It's great. KD and Draymond were all over the place. JaVale gave us a big lift, and I thought our defense was really active against a team that is very difficult to guard with all the dribble handoffs and the cutting. And so our defense was really the key tonight.
Hey Steve, with Steph, how would you break down how Kevin's game is different and then just kind of how it's more of what this is what he usually does?
Well, he has the ball a lot more, obviously, and he's so capable of making plays for himself or for others. So that's the biggest thing is he's got a much bigger burden on his shoulders offensively. And he's handled it beautifully. I mean, I don't know how many points he had, 35, 36 points, 36, almost another triple-double, I think, 5-6 blocks. What can you say about the guy? Amazing.
I guess skittish a little at the end with that turnover.
Yeah, you know, the turnover is going to happen. I was a little more upset with the reach, you know, the foul. We don't need to foul on that in that case. But, you know, things happen. They put a lot of pressure on us and forced the turnover, and fortunately we made a great defensive play on Reggie down the stretch, and then Clay knocked down the two free throws to seal it.
Coach, were you allowing KD to play his game, had the ball in his hands a lot? He had 19 assists, usually you guys are around the 30 mark. Do you think the assists will still be around that area if you're allowing KD to, like, you know, play his game?
What do you mean? I don't really.
You had 19 assists?
We had 19 assists?
19 assists as a team.
No, we had more than that, didn't we?
29.
So, next question. We'll just move on.
Exit that last position.
All right. We all, you know, it's an off day. It's all right. You'll bounce back.
I'm ready to go home.
You'll be all right, Chris.
What do you think of what Draymond did to overcome an off shooting night, getting all those blocks and?
Oh, I mean, you know, Draymond's game is never measured by whether he's making shots or scoring points. When he does, it's just gravy. But it's everything else that he does that makes him a star. His defense, his ball handling. I think he had double figure assist, if I'm not mistaken. Chris would know. Maybe he only had one. Chris probably thinks he only had one assist.
How different is his Pistons team a year ago, would you say?
They're a lot different. They play a different style. I think Andre Drummond is one of the most improved players in the league. I think they've done a nice job of kind of changing their approach and their attack. They've made him a passer at the high post. And then a diver once he does hand the ball off. Very difficult to guard all that. And I think they're a much better team this year. Avery Bradley's added that defensive pressure component along with, you know, being a great cutter. And they've got some really good players, and they're a tough team to beat.
Is to come out of the East?
That's not my job. I'm the coach of the Warriors. So I think I care about the East.
You guys look pumped over there on the sidelines when Jordan Bell hit that 15-footer. I mean, is that a nice moment for him?
Yeah, Jordan did a nice job, and you know, he's not a shooter, but he's knocked down a few of those this year. And if he can make that little 10-foot shot, that's a big bonus.
Steve, when you kind of just look at the big picture of things, what do you take away from what some might call it a historic trip?
Well, Raymond Ritter would call it a historic trip. Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, you know, 6-0. That's a hell of a trip no matter what, but particularly with Steph out the last two games. I think him being out actually probably helped us focus because we knew we had to play sharper in order to win. And but you see the difference. I mean, the game is different without Steph. It's more methodical, and we have to play a little bit differently. We have to execute, and then we don't have him out there to go crazy and make 7 straight threes and you know, have us pull away. It's a different style, but it's one we can play.
How beneficial is this cushy schedule that's ahead? I don't think you guys leave California until January 3rd. Probably a lot of practice time.
Yeah, it'll be good. I think we only have 2 games in the next week or so, and that gives Steph a little bit longer time to recover, and Zaza as well, and Patrick. And so this is a needed stretch, and our guys have really earned it. And we've played more road games than anybody in the league, and obviously a phenomenal trip. And now we got to get home and take advantage of this upcoming stretch.
And now with the Warriors returning home, 9 of the team's next 10 games are at Oracle Arena, and it all starts on Monday night with the Portland Trailblazers visiting. I'm Lawrence Scott, and this is Warrior Sound.